Bienvenidos a SpanishPod101.com.
This is Basic Bootcamp Lesson 1. My name is JP and I'm here with Fernando. Hi, Fernando.
Hey, JP. How are you?
I'm great. Today we have the first lesson in our series of 5 Basic Bootcamp lessons. Since this is the very first lesson in Basic Bootcamp, we're going to hear a very basic conversation, and it's about greetings, how people say hello to each other. So here we go.
Hola, soy Jesús.
Yo soy Montserrat. Mucho gusto.
El gusto es mío.
Let's hear it again, dramatic speed.
Hola, soy Jesús.
Yo soy Montserrat. Mucho gusto.
El gusto es mío.
One more time with the translation.
Hola, soy Jesús.
Hi, I'm Jesús.
Yo soy Montserrat. Mucho gusto.
I'm Montserrat. It's a pleasure to meet you.
El gusto es mío.
The pleasure is mine. All right, Fernando, we're back. Now, what just happened here?
Sounds like Jesus and Montserrat met each other for the first time.
Okay, so what was with the kissing sound at the end?
Oh, this is an important cultural point. When you meet a Spanish-speaking woman, you greet her with a kiss.
Even if you're meeting her for the first time?
Yes, even if it is for the first time.
Okay, well, I like that.
Yeah, I thought you would. Let's look at the vocabulary.
All right.
Hola.
Hello, hi.
Hola. Hola.
What's next?
Yo.
I.
Yo. Yo.
What's next?
Ser.
To be.
Ser.
Ser. What's next?
Mucho gusto.
It's a pleasure to meet you.
Mucho gusto. Mucho gusto.
Okay, last one.
El gusto es mío.
The pleasure is mine.
El gusto es mío. El gusto es mío.
Okay, Fernando, which word do you want to start with?
Let's start with hola. Hola, JP.
Hola, Fernando. This is how you say hi in Spanish, right? Hola. Remember that O is just a simple O. Don't drag it out into an O, like an English O. Hola. O.
Hola.
Hola. What's next?
Yo.
You're next?
Right.
Okay, yo. So this is the first person singular subject pronoun. It's kind of like the English word I.
Right. It's the word you say when you point to yourself. Yo.
Okay, he's pointing to himself, ladies and gentlemen. They can't see you, Fernando. Okay, anyway, I'm pointing to myself now. Yo.
What?
Yo.
What?
I'm pointing to myself.
Okay.
Okay, so Fernando, people want to know.
What do they want to know?
We've all heard our Latino friends pronounce this word yo, 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 yo. Which one is correct?
They're all fine.
Okay, but which one is the most correct?
Depends on where you're from, but really, it's not a big deal.
Not a big deal. Not a big deal, because to us, yo and sho and jo, they sound radically different.
But to us, it doesn't matter. They don't sound that different. I mean, we hear the difference, but we understand all of them.
Okay, so what pronunciation do you do?
I usually say yo, but sometimes you'll hear me say jo as well. It really doesn't matter.
Okay, so what's next on our list? The verb ser.
Yes, ser is the verb we use in Spanish to talk about identity. In English, we'd use to be.
All right, now this is kind of a trick because we didn't actually hear the word ser in the dialogue. Technically, we heard the form for the first person singular, which is soy. Jesús says, soy Jesús, which is like, I'm Jesús. So he's using ser to identify himself, and then he gave his name.
Exactly. And then Montserrat does the same thing when she gives her name, and she says, yo soy Montserrat.
Okay, so that soy means I am. It's the first person form of ser, which is to be.
Okay, shall we move on?
All right, what's next?
Mucho gusto. This is how you tell someone in Spanish that you're glad to meet them. Mucho gusto.
Mucho gusto. Right. Gusto is the word for pleasure. So mucho gusto is like much pleasure. Mucho gusto.
And when someone tells you mucho gusto, the standard response is el gusto es mío.
El gusto es mío.
If we break it down, we can see the word gusto again. So el gusto is the pleasure and then es mío.
Es mío is like it's mine. So if you put it together.
El gusto es mío.
El gusto es mío. This takes us to the grammar section of the podcast, and I want to look at a few things very quickly. First of all, we said earlier that we use ser to talk about identity. We heard Jesús and Montserrat identifying themselves to each other.
Yes, they said, soy Jesús, soy Montserrat.
That word soy is the first person singular form of ser. It means I am.
Soy. Soy Fernando.
Y yo soy JP. Hey, we just use ser to identify ourselves.
Yeah.
Now I want to look at the word es that we heard in the phrase el gusto es mío. So the word es in this sentence means it is. And it's also a form of the verb ser. In this case, it's the third person singular form and it means like it is, he is, or she is.
Yes, es. We should also say that we're using ser here for possession.
Right. The pleasure is mine. The pleasure belongs to me. I possess this pleasure. El gusto es mío. And the form of ser that means I am?
Soy.
Soy. Cool. Now, the last thing I wanted to mention today is how we use the word yo.
Yo is like I.
Yeah, it means I. However, it acts a little bit differently, right? So yo doesn't always have to be there.
Okay. You better explain that.
Well, that's easy. In English, we always have to have a pronoun with our verb. If you're going to say the verb am in a sentence, you always have to say I before it. The I needs to be there.
Okay.
In Spanish, the verb form soy is a lot more independent. It doesn't have to be with that pronoun yo. It's fine without it. And actually, all Spanish verbs are like that. They can stand without the pronoun.
So that's why Jesús says soy Jesús without any yo.
Right.
So then why does Montserrat come back and say yo soy Montserrat?
Well, if you look at what's happening, Fernando, Montserrat is changing the subject of the conversation. In the first sentence, we were talking about Jesús, but now Montserrat wants to emphasize the new subject, which is herself, right? So that's why she uses the pronoun. In this case, yo. Yo soy Montserrat.
So subject pronouns are for emphasis.
Yep, that's it in a nutshell. In English, if you want to emphasize, you use stress, right? You say, he's Jesús, but I'm Montserrat. In Spanish, you don't use stress that way, right? You don't say yo.
No, you don't.
All right, folks, that's it for Basic Bootcamp Lesson 1. We'll see you in the later lessons. Remember, this is only one of five, so there's four more to go. See you next time.
See ya.
Hasta luego.
Bye.
Hola, soy Jesús.
Yo soy Montserrat. Mucho gusto.
El gusto es mío.